Welcome to another episode of Why Not You with your host, Derek Wells, where we talk with leaders and entrepreneurs who are doing what they love to do. They'll share insights into overcoming adversity, the systems they use, along with the power of personal growth, faith, and much more. Our goal is to empower you with personal growth, faith, and a plan for ultimate success. Now, here's Derek with another life-changing story.
Thank you. Thank you for coming back for another episode of Why Not You? Yes, this is your host, D. Wells, and this is a podcast where we transform hesitation into empowerment. Now, part one was filled with challenging the belief of extreme sacrifice, which is necessary for success, coming up with the idea to start business, and stepping out on faith, regardless of what other people thought. And so we're just going to continue this conversation with Hannah. Get those pens and notepads ready. She's on fire, y'all.
But, you know, who's to say, like, what timing is right or wrong, you know? So whatever. I don't stress about that too much. I'm like, whatever. Right. We're starting now, and now's the right time.
Exactly. And I was going to ask, like, when did your sister tell you about this experience?
She told me about this a year ago.
A year.
Yeah, when I should have started. No, it was good. I think it's good too. Like, I wanted to really understand the country a little bit more. You know, I've only been here a year and a half. So yeah. I think, you know, it does make more sense to know the country more, to, you know, do things just in a more culturally respectful way.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And sometimes, like me, I think I'm similar as far as like, let's just go, let's go, go, go. But then there's also some things where I think I need to process instead of just making like an impulsive move and just getting myself in trouble.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and then I almost get like too fired up and then I'm like too intense, you know, or like if someone comes like that at me, I'm like, whoa, like hold on, you know? Yeah. So yeah, if someone comes to me more calm, like, hey, this is what I'm doing, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know it's all about approach. Yeah.
But it's hard because I just get so excited.
So what is one fear or anxiety that you had to like just overcome?
I can only choose one.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm like, how much time do you have? I think actually it's kind of, I think since, in short, my fear of not having enough money. Yeah, because I cut my salary in half. I went to part-time, and it's before the busy season, so we're really living. I mean, we downsized where we pay rent. We, like, really restructured our lives to, like, you know, do this business launch. And I think it was so scary thinking, like, I'm not going to have enough money. I'm going to miscalculate, not have enough money, and it's not going to be successful. It's going to be really embarrassing.
Yeah.
Those were my biggest fears. And then already I feel judgment from, and this could be totally perception or totally real, but I feel a lot of judgment from people who see me move to the US or move to Costa Rica. I had a lot of people messaging me like, oh, are you even like working? I'm like, yeah. Like when I moved here, I was working 9-hour days every day. Like, you know, and they're like, oh, well, you live in paradise. Like people just didn't, you know, Instagram isn't real. I'm not like posting me crying at the computer, you know, so they just like assume I'm not working. And so I think there's already judgment of people thinking that I'm not working hard and that I have like something to prove. And then just thinking like, I'm going to run out of money. This is a bad decision. And then it'll make me question like all my decisions up until this point.
Yeah.
So the fear of not having enough money in the business failing was, 100% the hardest fear that I had to overcome, and tying my self-worth to the amount of money I'm making, or like, you know, you've always wanted to start a business. You're finally going to do it. And if you don't make it, it's because your mental blocks and your fear of this is too great. And like, you know, basically like you're broken or there's something, like you're just not enough of X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So yeah, those were the fears to get over.
And I think that's so true. And I think I mean, how many people actually have like just self-limiting beliefs sometimes? And they might not even be our own. They might be a belief that somebody else has because they're fearful. And so they end up projecting that on us, right? Because they don't have the courage to step out on faith and try something new and do something that they've probably been thinking about or dreaming about forever. And they're gonna be the ones who actually take it to the grave with them while you're actually stepping out on faith, making things happen.
Yeah. I think it's hard too, just because having just more time to work on something I'm like so excited about.
Yeah.
The last, like, it's almost like I didn't think I was in a bad place until I started feeling better. And then looking back, I'm like, oh my gosh, my anxiety was through the roof. But at the time I thought I was like doing pretty good. So like, to get more specific about that, like when I was still working my full-time job down here, but like remote, I would wake up just stressed, like wake up just not stoked on the day because I'm already thinking about the 15 things I have to do. I'm like, wake up already like just pissed off kind of, and like not stoked that the day is happening.
Yeah.
And then just like going for it. And then in the afternoon, I'd feel, you know, accomplished that I got everything done. If I got done early, I could go for a surf or, you know, go fish with my boyfriend at the sunset. I'm like, okay, like I'm still killing it, you know, because living this better life down here for me.
Exactly.
But then once I went to part-time and started like going on this venture for Boca Abierta, I like felt, I can't, I just like lighter. Like I'd wake up so excited that it was like another day. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm like one of those annoying people that I see like on Instagram being like, oh, like be positive and excited for the day. I'm like, oh, I actually like I'm actually just happier. Like, I don't even care if I have to readjust my entire life to be making half of my salary as before. And I get this freedom and this time to not feel rushed at every second of my day.
Yeah.
It just felt like amazing, you know? And so the longer I'm here, and then I think about it, I'm like, oh my gosh, if I would have like stayed in the States and did this different life, I'd be working really hard for 2 weeks where I could go to Costa Rica and then unwind completely. And by the end of the 2 weeks, you know, you start to feel bored because it's so out of your zone. You know, it's just different. Totally different.
It is.
But I don't even, then the part of my fear of not having enough money, now I'm just like, oh, I could just live more simply. I don't care. Like genuinely. That just like feels completely fine to me because I'm just so much happier.
Yeah.
But then also my fear of failure. Oh my gosh. If this doesn't go well, then I'll just readjust and reevaluate and try a different thing. Or like, you know, then maybe this will like set me up for the confidence to apply for a different job to do something else or create something different. And so I just don't even care. Not that I don't care if this does well or not.
Right.
But at this point, like I feel so proud of myself for launching it and doing it and having all those uncomfortable conversations of people to help me. Like it was really scary for me to be like, hey, like who will do a website for me? Like, I have a little money, not a lot of money to like throw your way, you know, and asking my friends to do the photo shoot, stuff like that. So already I just feel proud of myself and more confident. And
that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, this girl is off the hook. She is off the hook.
So appreciate that.
Killing it.
So, anyone, any of the listeners out there, come down to Hako. I'll give you a tasting.
Yeah, right. So what you said just kind of, I mean, it at least into like the next thing I wanted to ask was, because I know successful people, they have a strong circle of influence. Can you describe like what yours is and like how many people you actually have that you have like as your go-to people?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say my sisters, we couldn't be more different. You know, they are so wonderful and so happy. And they're both like incredible in their careers and they're incredible parents. They're, you know, they have kids of their own and they're so supportive of me, even though I'm wildly different. Like them living here or having my life, it would be like their worst nightmare. Like, I don't think that they would like it. But they like totally love and respect me and know that I've always been a little bit different and know that this is like right for me. and they like are really encouraging and they have really good ideas and so loving and like just let me be me and think that right. I'm still really smart and all the things. So I'd say my two sisters, Alex and Leslie, are like huge in like, you know, part of my center of influence and yeah. they're always thinking about things differently. I have a best friend down here. She is so, I didn't even know she had a real job when I first met her because I would surf with her and she's like so beautiful and like yeah. fit and like fun and like, you know, just amazing. And then I like learned she actually, she went to grad school at Yale and gave a commencement speech. She was like a freaking powerhouse. She like has this insane job. She's like really highly intelligent. She's from Costa Rica. She's one of my best friends who's also been amazing. When I actually did my tasting for her, she was her and her husband. I did the Waro tasting for them. And she was just full character being a Karen. And like, you know, just because she was like, you're going to, you know, I'm going to hit you hard because like, you might get clients like this. I want you to be like prepared, you know?
Yeah.
She was really fun. She has been a huge person for me down here, you know, moving down here and feeling really supported by females who work as hard as you, are as driven as you, have the same goals as you, share the same hobbies as you. I mean, it was really important for me to feel like I like really found
right.
someone that I connected with on all those points.
Uh-huh.
And then of course my partner, huge, yeah. huge supporter in all the ways. So yeah, I think having people around you who love you and encourage you, who you can like, I also think being a female and starting your own business or just kind of being a female in the workforce in general, there's a lot of, I used to feel pressure to be like really tough and yeah. like, you know, I'm a boss and I like, you know, need boss. To really ask for things directly. And I think that that's true sometimes. I also think that there is so much power in being soft and being like, hey, I actually just like need a hug right now and I'm yeah. having a shitty day. Or like, you know, I feel embarrassed to ask for this one thing that I want to ask for or whatever it may be. So I think having people where I feel really comfortable to be soft with.
Mm-hmm.
And say like what I need is and feel like that I'm totally like loved and supported, like
yeah.
makes all the difference.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. Huge. Yeah, it's huge.
That is huge. So you're bound to go up, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to let you fall.
Yeah. My dad always says like it will all work out in the end. And if it doesn't work out, it's not the end.
Yeah.
So you just keep going.
Keep going. So, I mean, especially when you think about your background, but I think the last thing somebody would want to do is because they've already experienced that they made the money, they're comfortable probably. And I think that comfort prevents people from actually stretching themselves also. So the fact that you've actually, maybe you've already gone out your comfort zone, you already know what you want. It's just time to go get it and take it. You know,
we're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny. I went to the grocery store because we ran out of dog food this morning. So I went to the grocery store in Bejuco, right? Like right where I met you, you know, in that shopping center.
Yeah.
So I went in there. I'm like, I'm going to take some flyers. You know, there's like the market. My market is in there. I could tell them what I'm doing. And like, you know, I'm the founder and I'll go and do the tasting. And I went in there and I saw two groups of like the perfect people to talk to.
Yeah.
And I got so nervous. I didn't say anything. And then I like went to the cat. I'm like, okay, no, you know what? I'll just go to the cash register and ask if I could like leave the flyers there.
Yeah.
Got too embarrassed when I went there too. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's like, if I'm promoting like a friend's business thing, I mean, I'd be so annoying. I'd be chatting up everyone, even if they looked like they wouldn't be a client. Cause you know, you never know. But now it's my own thing. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've never experienced that like embarrassment of like self-marketing.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be my next challenge.
It
for
is.
Sure.
It is, right? Yeah. And so you think about that. And so just the personal development like is huge to me. Just as far as like reading, whether it's attending some kind of conference, just getting information, anything that I could actually learn and apply to where I'm actually stretching myself. And so like when I first started this podcast, there was a little bit of apprehension, right? Where I'm like, man, who's going to want to listen? Who's going to want? But the thing is, I feel like I just been called because there's so many people out there who have the ideas and dreams. And so talking to people like yourself will inspire them. And so it's like, I had to get out of my comfort zone, and there's still some things that I need to do as far as just communicating, whether it's promoting the podcast, creating some kind of like video ad. And because I already know, like if I start doing something, I might start stumbling, right? And so I have to pause, right? Do a retake. But with you, it's real life.
There's no retakes.
But at the same time, it's practice.
Yeah, it's just, you just got to do it and see what happens. Yeah.
You do. You know, what's crazy is that one of my buddies, he's a coach. And so we get together every couple of weeks, and he showed me a video of Steph Curry, the basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like all about practice and the repetitions, right? And he's practicing, taking these 3-point shots. He's hitting like, you know, 100 plus like in a row. And it gets to the point where he's shooting with his eyes closed and he's making these 3-point shots. So in the playoff game, he showed me there was a video of Steph Curry. They're down by 22 points. That's 7 3-point shots, right? He starts hitting them. All of a sudden, there's this one photograph of him shooting a 3-pointer with his eyes closed because he's done it so many times. And so just
so
just imagine, like, right, when you get to that point where it's just gonna be, you're gonna be over here talking, oh, by the way, I'm doing such and such. Would you you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Totally. And then kind of talking about that, it's kind of what we talked about in the beginning of like the belief that you can even do something.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like the possibility of Steph Curry being able to make, you know, those 7 3-point shots. Like, you have to actually believe it's possible. Kind of think the only way to do that is like, sometimes if I have certain beliefs, I'll like pause and kind of question simple stuff. Like, even though I'm laughing with you right now of like why I was embarrassed, you better believe I'm going to journal about it later and be like, no, actually, what's the holdup?
Yeah.
What is my actual anxiety? Is it me coming off weird? Is it me coming off too promote-y? Really figure out what it is and be like, okay, what would an alternate reality look like? And describe that in detail and meditate on that, you know? Yeah. So kind of those micro moments of just like, yo, what's going on?
Yeah.
And, you know, now that half the battle is over, like I launched, you know, the other half of getting the right clients, how does that look like? And, you know, what's like the best case scenario for myself beyond my wildest dreams that would happen? Yeah. I mean, never did I think I was going to be on a podcast. So I'm like, whoa, okay. but you know, the whole idea of you got to believe it and trust it.
Absolutely. Right. I know one of the things that caught my attention when we were talking, we were at that little breakfast spot or diner. I wouldn't even call it a diner. Diner is something they have like in America.
Yeah.
It's not even a diner. but you said that you even had to schedule appointments with yourself. I was like, how huge is that? Like just being able to recognize, you know, I need to schedule myself in to have a meeting with myself. Yeah. So we get not too many people.
Well,
do that.
I wasn't making my own deadlines.
Right.
That I gave myself. And I'm like, oh, I'm the worst client. I was in a huge fight with myself. I'm like, you're fired. Like I've never not made a deadline. Why am I being the laziest and most uncomfortable and like squirmy with myself?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And that whole, I mean, and I don't know if I'll like ever really understand that whole, you have to do it yourself, there's a whole nother set of fears, but
yeah,
at some point, and that's one of the things I don't overanalyze, right? I'm just like, okay, I obviously have an issue with this. I'm scheduling time and that's it. And Hannah, if you don't show up to your own appointment, you don't deserve to start your own business and you could go back to your full-time job.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah.
Ooh-wee.
I know. And now I make all my appointments.
So what kind of systems do you actually have in place to actually help you achieve your goals, to hit them?
So I used to like, I don't know, I feel like in my like mid-20s, I like listen to every podcast of like systems, and I like listen to like Tony Robbins and just like everyone on YouTube and da da da. And I'd be like so crazy doing like spreadsheets and da da da. Yeah. But now for me, like the more simple is the better. I use Outlook for work.
Okay.
So I like Outlook. I'm pretty visual. So for Outlook, I just schedule blocks of things. Mm-hmm. So I always meditate in the morning, at nighttime too, if I'm like feeling naughty.
Yeah.
I try and work out every day for at least 30 minutes, you know, do a HIIT workout 3 times a week. I like certain little things, you know, I get some of my work done. I block out times. I also block out like free time of like where I kind of do whatever I feel like doing.
Yeah.
So I plan and organize, but I don't over plan. But every day I do, I'm a really big to-do list person, but I always do the top 3 priorities I have of the day. Uh-huh. And of those 3, I do a star on the number 1. So like the goal is to get to all 3. I should be able to, but if something happens, I at least get to that 1.
Yeah. Okay. So prioritize.
That's just my system. Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good, because I think sometimes people just feel like they just have like this huge task list, and are those tasks actually helping them accomplish the overall goal and helping them achieve whatever it is that they want to achieve?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not. Most times
it's not. The priority is really interesting, because I think something's such a priority. But if you look at it against the other things and you're forced to pick 3.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's impossible. I have to do all these things yesterday. I'm like, do I actually? I actually don't. Turns out I don't have to do really anything. but I actually do have to get my website today, you know, or like whatever it is. So I think the forced, you only pick 3, like you can't cheat. Uh-huh. And then the forced of the 3, you have to pick 1 is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the days where you wake up just like unmotivated and in a really bad, terrible mood, then you're like, oh, I know what I have to do today. I'm just going to get through that and like call it a day, you know. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving. That is funny. So at this phase in your life, like how would you define success?
I would define success as waking up and not feeling like bad, I guess, just, you know, enough where I have a shelter over my head. Mm-hmm. I have food. I feel safe. Feeling safe is really important. Like, you know, I don't feel like I'm living in a crazy neighborhood or anything. I have to watch my back all the time or someone's going to break into my house. So really just feeling safe, comfortable. I'm able to have good people around me. I'm able to enjoy my day to day. I'm doing work that I love. And I feel like I'm like creating something positive.
Yeah.
That to me would be success for sure.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Last year I thought I wanted a private plane. I literally wrote that up for like my 2023 goals. And I was like, why do I want so much money? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think like just the day to day of feeling really happy and feeling like I'm and doing work that I love. It doesn't mean that it's not challenging. I think that there's actually a lot of value in doing work that's really hard and challenging. Mm-hmm. And so I think, it's important to know that like with that doesn't come like that there's no challenge. Like obviously there is, life is really hard, but feeling like I've created enough of that other like safety where I'm like, have a good place to live. I can eat. I can like have the capacity to save a little bit of money. Mm-hmm. And I can still do my work. So when problems do arise, I have that like capacity to be able to deal with them.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. You know, you said something about money and it just made me think about, it was an old audio that I listened to of, Jim Rohn, big time, like leadership guy. And I think he was, I can't remember if Jim Rohn was in, sales. But I just know he did like a lot of speaking, and one of his mentors said, you should try to get $1 million or make $1 million in, you know, in a year. And he said, not just for the sake of making $1 million, but for who you would actually become in the process because of the journey, right? And now you're going to be doing things that you probably never thought that you ever do because you put some kind of limiting belief on yourself. And so now you're about to stretch and become somebody extraordinary. And so I was like, wow, what a good way to look at it and approach it, because you just think about, you know, we all have opportunity, but are you willing to pay the price and do some of the things that do some of the hard things?
You know what, though? I'm going to kind of challenge you on that, because one of the beliefs that I have been working through is, you know, from growing up, I always think like from my upbringing and kind of how reward was given in my family.
Yeah.
If you're healing yourself to the point of extreme self-sacrifice, and you're working hard enough.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a really common belief is like, oh, to get that success, you have to sacrifice so much and you're going to become a better person.
Yeah.
But there's so many countless, you know, podcasts or these business moguls who say like, oh my God, Arianna Huffington is a perfect example. She is the founder of like Huffington News, and she walked away from it and then wrote this book called Sleeping Your Way to the Top. And it's about getting 8 hours of sleep a night.
Okay.
And she was talking about how these men, you know, like glorify, like, oh, only got 4 hours of sleep last night. And she's saying like, this conversation would have been so much more interesting had you gotten eight. I mean, she worked herself almost to, I mean, she like fainted at her desk, you know? Yeah. And I think that a lot of people in the US especially think like, you have to self-sacrifice for success and it always has to be hard. Yeah. And I'm now like wondering, like, does it have to be hard? I have everything I need. Why do I want more?
Right.
You know, what if what I sacrificed to get to that million makes me exhausted and I miss out on a lot of like really beautiful moments, right? So I think that that's something that I'm like, I've drastically changed my view on. And I think being in Costa Rica has really made me feel a different perspective too, because you can't get anyone to work overtime here. They don't give up. Sure. They don't care. They're like, oh, I have enough where I could go home and hang out with my family. Why would I want more money?
Yeah.
You know, no one has 401ks here. Do you know what happens when you get old? Your family takes care of you and they visit you every day.
Yeah.
How amazing is that? You know, my partner's grandma, she passed away, and she passed away just like her mom passed away, in the same room and everything, in this little house in Hako. And everyone was coming over and taking care of her and taking turns staying the night with her. And I mean, she had every single person she loved in her home around her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's epic. I don't want to die in a hospital bed or in a nursing home or something. My kids are like, oh, we got to go visit mom, you know? Like, no way.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still contributing to a 401k, I got to say. But like, you know, it's really changing my view on a lot of things of maybe like, you know, maybe the trick is, I think it would be really interesting to see how much money I make doing things always in the way that feels right. Not like I'm squeezing the profit out of everything and in a way that I feel is honest and in a way where I don't kill myself. Like, what would that look like?
You know, I'm with you on that. Yeah.
Yeah. So 100%. We'll see. Maybe if you reach out to me next year, I'll be like living on the street. Like, we don't know how this experiment is going to go. Right. We don't know.
Yeah.
But I think that's a hard thing of like how hard to work and how much does struggle equal success.
Yeah. That's good. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
And I can definitely understand that whole vibe in community and family out there, just from being out there. Yeah, you could feel it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now that I've gotten closer with people here, they're all asking me like, why do they keep killing like children in the US? Oh, wow. Like, why are there so many school shootings? Why does everyone have a gun? Why is everyone so depressed?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, that's like the number one thing people will ask me down here about the US. Yeah. Ooh-wee. And mental illness down here, even the homeless people are really nice.
They are.
Like, oh, can I have some change? You're like, no, they're like, oh, no problem. Like, I hope you have a really good day. You know, like they're not you don't see mental illness on the streets. You don't see the drug issues.
Yeah.
I mean, even the once in a while gun violence is only between drug dealers. Like normal people don't get involved. You know, it's just, you hardly see homeless down here.
Yeah, that's nice.
Take care of each other.
That's good. So before I let you go, is there anything?
This has been so fun.
I know, right? Is there anything that you could say just to the people who actually have, you know, ideas and dreams, but for whatever reason, they have a little fear or anxiety just to take action?
I don't know if I'm in a place to give any advice yet, but
you are. You are, trust me.
All I can say is, before I started on my whole entrepreneurial venture, I actually tried to focus more on the person I wanted to be every day rather than what I wanted to accomplish. I know that sounds kind of weird, but like I want to wake up and be really happy and patient. I want to not lose my cool with my boss when he asks me something that pisses me off. I want to not talk bad about people a lot, you know? So once and I don't want to feel rushed. I don't want to go through life, like rush to like do the laundry, drive here, go, you know, I want to do everything like on my own time. That's like well-planned. And so I focus more on like who I wanted to be. And then kind of the decisions to do other things became more clear, I guess. It became more easy for me to be confident because I was kind of in my day-to-day being a more confident, better version of myself.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because I mean, you could accomplish all those stuff, those things, but at the end of the day, you're still stuck with yourself.
This is going to be a good episode.
It is. Well, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
And I hope you come down here again. When you do, complimentary coffee and wine tasting for you with Boca Abierta.
Cool.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of Why Not You with Hannah. Definitely want to thank her for her time, her energy, her passion for what she's doing. I mean, if you ever wonder what it takes to redefine success, shift perspectives, and find true contentment in your professional life, this was definitely a show to listen to. Hannah poured herself into this episode, and you can see she's passionate about what she's doing, and she's going to take the chances necessary for her own personal fulfillment. She's going to do it regardless of what other people think, because she believes in herself and she believes in what she's doing. So thank you, Hannah, for just being an example of somebody who's following through on what it is that they have deep in their heart and bringing it to fruition. And next episode, I am joined by Mr. Hafiz Denova from Nigeria, Mr. Cha-Cha himself. All right, you all. You all have a blessed week. And remember, we cannot become what we need if we remain where we are. Don't just dream, act.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Why Not You. Remember, have faith and believe in yourself. God does. Also, subscribe to our channel and go to our website for more free content and life-changing stories at thewhynotyou.com. Until next time.